WBBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You know, when we decide to be open-minded and kind of stand up, you know, either physically, philosophically, morally, you know, a lot of times we feel, you know, very alone. And I want you to know that you're not. I want you to know that there are, you know, millions of people out there that are willing to be open-minded and learn what's really going on, despite what the mainstream media and corporate America and governments, you know, would have us believe. There are a lot of people that are forming resistance to the tyranny that's being rolled out now. Good examples of that are the firefighters that are banding together to oppose these injections, these coerced injections of God knows what, you know, RNA, gene therapy that has nothing to do with this alleged virus that's going around. So, you know, the narrative is wearing thin for the fascist takeover. It's really apparent. And I just want to thank everyone out there and encourage you to stay the course of being open-minded and willing to stand up and speak out and be honest and be willing to be a bit, you know, unpopular with certain, you know, groups of people that aren't open-minded and that aren't willing to stand against the status quo, because the status quo is not a good one at this point, you know. We can see what's happening with the economy. We can see what's happening with people being forced to, you know, to make really tough choices. And my heart goes out to everybody who's in a position that I'm not in. You know, I can only imagine how tough it is to choose between staying at a career, you know, which right now for a lot of people would necessitate bending a knee and being subservient to the agenda and taking an injection that, you know, is proven to have disastrous consequences medically for a lot of people. So it's not an easy thing, and I understand that, and I'm fortunate not to be faced with that right now. But you know, the mask thing you know, led to the injection thing, and you know, we can only, you know, kind of extrapolate on where it's heading. It's nothing good, especially if you look at the way that this is being orchestrated globally. It's not a local thing, it's not a limited thing, it's a pretty comprehensive global rollout, you know, being backed by entities like the World Economic Forum, you know, Klaus Schwab, and, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All of this stuff is kind of a global overreach for what amounts to a Fourth Reich. You know, they do not want people to have personal private property. They do not want people to be making decisions for themselves. They want to have a managed, surveilled, injected population that is subservient. And you know what they're really aiming for, if you've ever seen the Hunger Games, is something like that. They are really pushing for a class system with a ruling class and a peasant class, which is why we can see the assault on the middle class. You know, they want to see who is willing to be subservient and to bow down and to take a knee and, you know, profess fealty to the, you know, the lords of the manor, as it were. So thank you for being here with us and for being open-minded. I've got a guest lined up to come on. He's had a tough time. He was supposed to be on last week. Hopefully he'll be calling in, and I'll get word from my producer that he is on with us. But in any case, I'm going to give out some information here, because there are some great places to go to become more informed and engaged. One of the best people, you know, out there on the front lines right now is a gentleman, I'm proud to say, a friend of mine named Casey Whalen, who has a YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed. But don't think for a minute that this is just about North Idaho. This is the things that that we're facing here, the things that Casey is exposing on North Idaho Exposed channel on YouTube, have direct bearing on what's rolling out all over the country. And my guest today, hopefully he'll be able to call in, should be calling in shortly, Mr. Dennis Thornton is dealing with this with a tentacle arm of this fascism, this cooperation between state power and corporate power with the banks, with some property that he has in Summers, Montana. And people are rallying to support him and to help him and to get this exposed. It's been acknowledged that he has a solid case by, several, fairly high up, leaders, sheriffs, state representatives and whatnot. But it's just a tough time. When you expose corruption, a lot of times the penalties can be harsher for the person exposing the corruption than for the people perpetrating the corruption. So that is what's going on here. I am hoping he has time to call in. He's right in the middle of dealing with all this right now, and he's got a lot on his plate. Again, his name is Dennis Thornton. He's in Summers, Montana, and he's got some property that they're trying to take from him, and he has a strong legal case. And it's just a good example of what a lot of us are facing and the overreach of government and how government and the corporate sector are, in league on this. You know, whether it is the airlines and the big corporations that are exempt from a lot of this, that are exempt from taxes, whether it's airlines or whoever, big corporations, demanding that their employees become injected with this this RNA gene therapy, toxic compounds. Everybody is going along with this in the upper levels of corporate management, which is, one of the reasons why they've tried to get rid of a lot of the smaller and, mid-sized companies, because they aren't as likely to go along with all this. So hopefully we'll have Dennis calling in. I'm going to give out our call-in numbers here because I'd like for you to call in and chat with Dennis and I, assuming Dennis is able to come on. And if not, or in any case, please feel free to call in. I'd love to find out how things are in your part of the world. I've had a couple of international call-ins, and I welcome those. We have an 800 number I'll give out here in a minute, so grab a pen or a pencil, because I'd love to have a chat with you and just get your thoughts on things and just have a chat about what's going on and how we can better face up to it and how we can better become better informed about it. So the call-in numbers here, there's an 800 number, and that number is 313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. The other number is a 512 area code number, and that is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. So feel free to call in now. It looks like my guest is having trouble calling in. He's in a fairly remote part of Montana, and he has a huge amount going on. So, Dennis, if you're listening and can't make it on, I understand. I'm hoping you are able to call in. But I would recommend and I encourage and invite anybody to call in at this point, and let's have a chat. Let's find out what's going on in your neck of the woods and how we can move forward together, with some community. So hope everybody's good out there. I know it's not easy right now. I've been watching a lot of reports from around the world of what's going on in other places, and it is a tough go around the world, especially Australia, it looks like. It looks like Australia, the level of thuggery is just absolutely astounding. If you've seen any of it, it is just kind of horrifying that the police and the military, and the line between the two is becoming vaguer and vaguer. That's a word, more vague. What the citizens there are having to deal with just to go out of their houses and oppose these lockdowns It's absolutely astounding. Great Britain, too, a lot of places in Europe. Looks like Canada is getting ready to head into martial law. How severe that will be, not really clear. It looks like that's going to take place in about a week, I guess. The 15th, they're supposed to go into a situation where the military will be called in to take the place of medical workers that are resigning rather than take this injection. So we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. But it's not a good thing. But the good thing is that this is bringing a lot of people face-to-face with an awareness of the true agenda of the powers that be. You know, these people that claim to represent us really are representing an agenda that has nothing to do with our welfare, and that's becoming, you know, kind of obvious now. And the people that aren't willing to look at that, they're just lost. I feel bad for them. I'm sure there's very few of those people listening to the show right now. So if you're here, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. And, you know, a lot of times we don't really know how powerful we are. You know, a conversation that you've had, an open-minded conversation, could have, you know, had ripple effects, and you could have persuaded somebody to look into a lot of this information and to be open-minded. So it's important for us to always try and speak out and try and, you know, act accordingly, act upon our, you know, our higher calling to just say no when it's appropriate. And that is where we are now. It's time for us to just call BS on this entire, you know, COVID, and I say that with air quotation marks, you know, agenda. It's all based on fraud, whether it's the PCR process that was being touted as a test and rendered all these millions of false positives around the world. You know, it's been proven and even admitted by the gentleman that invented it that it's not a test and it could be made to show anything. And that's not my opinion. That's what the gentleman, Kerry Mullis, that invented the PCR process, said, that this should never be used for that. And but yet it was a perfect vehicle to expand these fraudulent numbers of what looks to be a flu. It looks to be a variant of a flu. And, you know, any way you slice it, something with a 99.5, 99.7 or thereabouts recovery rate does not call for what we've seen around the world. No, indeed, something else called for what we've seen around the world, and that is the rollout of totalitarianism. That is the rollout of the Fourth Reich, and there's no other way to really say it. You know, whether you want to call it some of the things that they've called it, some of the things that the global, you know, quote-unquote leaders have called it, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Way, New World Order. Any way you want to look at it, that is what they are rolling out. That is what they are rolling out. They are rolling out a top-down command and control structure with a high, you know, high-tech overlay to surveil and enslave all of us. So whether it's showing up at a school board meeting or a city council meeting or, you know, banding together with fellow employees and just deciding you're not going to go along with these injections or, you know, a lot of this stuff. It's just important for us to, you know, learn the truth. The truth is knowable. It's not that difficult, you know, in a lot of areas, just a little bit of open-minded searching, you know, can start to, you know, have puzzle pieces come together and we can see this for what it is. You know, some great areas to look for that are, you know, do a little research on Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century. And you'll start to see how all of this that they're rolling out really is a reflection of a lot of these grander agendas, like United Nations Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which is a stepping stone, an agenda for the 21st century and where they want to be by 2030. And COVID is going to take them to, according to their plans, up through 2025. All the white papers that they've written, you know, show this being extended out to 2025. And we'll just have to see, you know, how that goes. But what a wild time to be alive. So I, you know, invite you to call in here. I'll give those numbers out again. Looks like our guest is not able to make it on again, and I completely understand. Dennis Thornton, whose tail you can see at North Idaho Exposed channel on YouTube. That's Casey Whalen's channel. And thank you, Casey, for all your hard work. Yeah, call in. Feel free to call in right now. Pick up that phone and give me a holler. Let me know what's going on in your area. Numbers here are 800-313-9443 and 512-248-8252. Again, the 800 number is 313-9443, and the 512 number is 248-8252. So we are rolling past 4:15 p.m. here. I've got a break coming up at 4:19, 4:20. And I'd love to hear what's going on out where you are. You know, it's so amazing to see these great stories coming in, you know, of people getting together and standing up. There's a lot of really good footage coming out of, believe it or not, Southern California. And in San Diego, there's been school board meetings and city council meetings where dozens of citizens have shown up and just called BS on this entire agenda. It really is a fraud, and to see citizens standing up against it is just so wonderful to see. You know, it is really great to see, to let these politicians know that their machinations are not, you know, they're just not holding water, you know, to anybody with an open mind and a little bit of a backbone. It just doesn't add up. So if you get a chance to go on BitChute, is a good place to go. There's some great footage coming out through the Crow House and Max Egan. Max Egan is in Australia. He's dealing with a lot of this close up and personal down there. So anything that you can look into from Max Egan at thecrowhouse.com and his various outlets is really good. As is anything from Jeff Berwick at the Dollar Vigilante. And he's the guy that puts on Anarchapulco. He is a big champion of cryptocurrency. And you know, my take on that is it's been a really great thing for a lot of people to invest in, but it's also dependent on the grid. You know, I wonder if that is really a viable option, you know, long term, because, you know, these people have control of that said grid. So it's just a matter of time before they get a handle on manipulating that to their benefit. So, yeah, somebody pick up the phone, call me, would you? Because our guest wasn't able to call in. it would be nice to have someone call in. If you're near a phone, give us a call. So let's see. I am a big fan of a gentleman named Mark Passio. And if you're you know, looking for really great content on all, you know, these deep, big picture issues, there's a really great site that he has developed. It's called OneGreatWorkNetwork.com. And that's the site, is OneGreatWorkNetwork.com. And he's got 40 content providers that have different shows that you can click on to look at different topics. He also goes live on there and has roundtables. And there's also his original website, which is WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. And all of his podcasts over the last 15 or 17 years are on there. And it's really just a great wealth of information and knowledge. So anything from Mark Passio is definitely worth looking at. He is a champion of the Trivium method for learning and of natural law, which is the solution for all this, for people to become empowered and to know how to gain understanding and knowledge of things going on in the world through the Trivium and then practice it in their lives by adhering to natural law. A lot of people call it karmic law or moral law or God's law. You know, I'm not a big religious person, but I definitely, you know, believe in the principles, you know, of being kind and being decent, being honest, being, you know, all those corny things, you know, truth, justice, and the American way of not getting ahead financially at somebody else's expense. And it's really good stuff if you get a chance to look at that. We're coming up on a break here, folks, so Stay right there. This is Stuart Howe, and you're listening to the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. Be back in just a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone. 'Cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you feel you have to pray. looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And as you cross the circle line, well, the eyes will creep behind. You're a rabbit on the run. And the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eye, shining in the setting sun.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to show number 36 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe. Yeah, our guest was not able to join us, so I'm going to give those call-in numbers out again. He is dealing with a really, really challenging situation and just was not able to make it on. But, yeah, give us a call. Pick up the phone and let us know how things are in your neck of the wood and offer any encouragement or, you know, any anecdotes, what it's like, you know, as far as mandates and, you know, all the mumbo-jumbo in your neck of the woods. Our numbers here are 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And also 512-248-8252. So we're heading into another 10-minute or so, 15-minute segment here. And, you know, it is astounding to me how many people are not willing to look at the con artistry and the basic illegitimate nature of media. And it just is astounding to me how people cannot, you know, recognize how a lot of people, if you're here, that's a whole different story, and I applaud you for being here, and I thank you for it. But, you know, people can watch these, you know, pseudo-experts and talking heads, you know, whether it's Fauci or Rachel Maddow or, you know, whoever it is, on mainstream media and not recognize them, you know, for the blatant liars that they are, serving a fraudulent agenda. It is a pretty amazing thing, but, you know, people just aren't willing to see it, I guess, is the problem. A lot of people are just not willing to see it, but let's take a look at what's going on around the world. Here's some encouraging stuff. You know, places around the world, and it's tough to see this unless you, you know, go and look for it on alternative media, are blowing the whistle. In Canada, there's a Canadian ER doctor blowing the whistle on COVID propaganda and the lies, and the amount of people that are in hospital right now that have, you know, come down with the supposed COVID-19 that have had, you know, one, two, or three injections. And according to her, and she is a frontline, you know, doctor, she's an MD there in Canada, it is about 80% of the people in hospital right now, supposedly, you know, with this illness, is, you know, being called COVID-19, have been given at least one injection. So what does that tell you? I mean, how is it, you know, people aren't taking a look at that, you know, that kind of thing, and going, hey, wait a minute. Here's a direct quote. At least 80% of the ER patients in the past 3 months were double vaxxed, says Dr. Killian, of her informed survey of patients entering the ER with serious medical issues. How many people are we going to kill if we keep following this narrative? And that is a great article. It's up on another really good website. If you have a pen, want to jot this down, this is a great place to go for news and information that is factual and actual and, you know, worth looking at. It is called 21st Century Wire, and my friend Patrick Henningsen has been doing this for about 15 years. He's a phenomenal guy. He's often on television and radio, and we'll continue with that on the other side of this break on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe.
These are are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Everybody, welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I'm Stuart Howe, and yeah, I'm glad you're with us today. I have got a lot of things going on the internet here. Boy, there is no shortage of stuff to talk about this afternoon, so I invite you all to call in. My call-in numbers here are 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. And yeah, if you can, give us a call. I'd love to have you on the show. Our guest was not able to call in. He is in the middle of fighting for his life, his property, and his well-being. He's right next door in Summers, Montana. I am up here in northern Idaho, where it's just absolutely beautiful, and people are for the most part sensible and decent, and you know, you don't see much crime up here. You don't see much, you don't see much outside of polite society. You know, they are trying to bring in a lot of the craziness, but you know, people up here are decent and good-hearted, and they really are in most places where they haven't been brainwashed into this mass psychosis that we're seeing. That's really what it is. It's mass psychosis. And it's been carefully nurtured and orchestrated for decades, if not hundreds of years. But now with media being what it is and this high-tech overlay with smartphones and everybody, you know, plugged into the interwebs, they're really, you know, having a grand time of manipulating everybody with the data collection and the AI probably directing a lot of their, you know, marketing campaigns for these various pushes, you know, formerly climate change, you know, all that fear-mongering, and now, you know, and that was on the heels of the terrorism fear-mongering following 9/11, one of their largest, greatest works of false flag operations that we've seen. So they are rolling out an amazing, you know, amount of stuff all piled up on top of each other that is culminating in a mass psychosis that has apparently gotten 70% or so of the population of the country I live in, over half it looks like, depending on whose numbers you believe, to take this injection, this gene therapy. And it's nothing short of mass psychosis. It is absolutely astounding. So while we wait for somebody to call in, we pull up some great stuff that's on the internet here. The website called The Crow House, Max Egan's site, and Max is the gentleman I was talking about earlier who's in Australia, and he is a very wise gentleman, a very kind and decent, smart, insightful guy, and his site, thecrowhouse.com, puts up great content, and if you go to thecrowhouse.com, you can find an article and an accompanying video on mass psychosis. And it is just astounding to watch this because it lays it all out, you know, how this has been done, how this mass psychosis has been crafted. And it's really astounding. So, hey, we've got a call in here. I've got Tom in Utah. We're going to go to him. Tom in Utah, line 3, are you with us?
I hope so.
It sounds anyway, like you are.
Hey, Stuart, could you do me a favor? Get up Absolutely. Tighter on your microphone so we don't have quite as much room echo and the fan background noise.
I will get right up on it. Yeah, I've got the fan running on my computer. My laptop tends to run warm if I don't. So hope this is a little bit better for you, Tom.
Yeah, so you don't sound like you're in a 55-gallon drum.
I don't want, or in, don't want
or
to
in
sound
the shower.
That. No, I am definitely not in the shower. So how's it going where you are? You're in Utah. That's a beautiful state.
Well, I'm assuming it's beautiful. I had my vision readjusted in D.C. as a whistleblower. But anyway, I was just going to tell you a simple... I have a hard time listening to everybody that are, quote, alleged experts on the vaccine.
Sure.
Indeed, they're right to tell you not to take it. It is a concoction made in hell. But the part that they miss is where I'm bothered. They forget to tell you that the real problem in the vaccines is the tissue that's in it that is like you but not you. In other words, you have to go back to the old definition that we put on this concoction called the vaccine. I know most people don't speak Latin. Latin is the secret language of law, medicine, and the Vatican. Wow, that works out good. So I can tell you something and not tell you what I'm telling you. So most people don't understand the word vaccine in the beginning. Vac refers to vaca or cattle, cow. Scene or kind refers to the power force of that creature. So what is a vaccine? It is the blood of the animal, the blood of the beast. Always has been, always will be. And by the way, if the blood of the beast is what's a major component of that vaccine, does that not mean that there's DNA and RNA in every vaccine ever given? The fact is, yes. The difference now is instead of giving you the tea made from the tea bag dipped in the water and steeped, now they're giving you the tea bag. Does that make sense any, at all, Stuart?
It does. It does, and I think it doesn't stop there. I think we could also, and you could probably talk about this if you could, that would be great, about how, you know, traditionally and by definition, I believe a vaccine is basically supposed to be somewhat of an inoculation containing, you know, the pathogen in a small degree to help your body build immunity to it. And I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this mRNA injection, this gene therapy injection, really even attempts to do that. I mean, this is a whole different thing that we're seeing here, is it not?
Well, in the production of a vaccine, you have to start out with thousands of gallons of slaughterhouse waste to culture the bacterium, and then you will mediate that bacterium and inject it in the past, or even before that, when we did the TB tine, for example, the scratch on the skin, then wiping the pus from an infected animal sore into that. You had a tiny exposure. Your body recognized that organism, built an army of antibodies, stored them away in the spleen, and then in the event that you got a gain of function exposure, notice I said gain of function. What does that mean? It means a sizable or a high number of particles. And if the number of particles that you've infused or taken into your body exceeds the antibody count, then you end up sick or even dead. But as long as you keep that number that you bring into your body lower than what your immune system has prepared for, you're going to be okay. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was the intent of the vaccines in the beginning, was to expose you to a small, even dead organism, so your body would build antibodies against that particular organism.
Sure, I believe that's a form of inoculation, I believe.
So exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you sound like a very knowledgeable guy, Tom. I thank you for calling in, and I'm wondering what you know about, you know, to put this injection and vaccines in general in context. You know, the history of these injections isn't really good, whether you look at the whistleblowers that have talked about, you know, knowingly from the inside about the links between vaccines and autism and the rise in both, you know, in parallel, or things like, you know, live cancer viruses being found in, you know, and pretty much clearly being put in vaccines in the past, shipped to other countries. And also one particular incident that I'm wondering if you know about, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on, is the SV90, the simian virus 90, the cancer vaccine, or the vaccine that that had the simian virus in it. And, you know, there's, from what I've looked into it, there is no shortage of incidents of even inoculation-style vaccines being tainted with all sorts of horrible things in the past. But especially SV90, if you know anything about that, please share it with us.
Well, Mary Sherman is an old friend and associate of mine in the past. You know, Mary's Monkey?
I've heard of that.
Read that.
Yeah, but please.
That talks about that monkey virus that was, you know, showing up in the vaccines. Well, why is that? What do we use as a base material for a vaccine in the first place? The answer is the blood of the beast. And I don't care whether it's a monkey, a cow, a chicken, a pig, or you, or your baby. By the way, people are focused on this, you know, bit of information coming out right now that, you know, fetal tissue is included in the vaccine. Well, that's nothing new. Quite frankly, I hate to shock anybody, but that's nothing new. In the laboratory, we love fetal tissue. Why? Because it's the least contaminated medium you can grow a pathogen on. So I don't go into any shock when anybody refers to the fact that they're finally finding out that fetal tissue may be included in the vaccine. When you're culturing a bacterium, you want to culture that bacteria. You don't want to have, you know, little critters that come in by accident. So you choose a medium that is the purest you can find. And I hate to say this, but the purest tissue you can find to culture any bacterium or any vaccine on is human fetal. Why is that? We are the cleanest animal in the kingdom. Do you know of any other animal that takes a bath, uses a flush toilet, washes its hands, cremates its food, There's no other animal that does that except man. So what's really bizarre for me to have to put up with in this nonsense is that we're claiming that man is the vector of disease. I used to go from patient to patient, pick up their hand, take their pulse, put my hand up underneath their gown, check their sternum, to feel their breathing rhythm, even detect their heart rhythm that way, and then even put my hand directly on their forehead, maybe wipe the sweat off my hand, go to the next patient, do the same thing. And I would also go home, be with my wife, my children, my family, loving and holding them, embracing them, but sure. I would never worry about any disease I would carry from the hospital to home. Why? Because I knew that no pathogen can survive outside the package of fat, flesh, and fluid. I'm talking about body fluid, plasma or blood. If you take a pathogen, for example, I was working a lot with what's called mycoplasma pneumoniae. What is that? That's the flu. Uh-oh, that's COVID.
There you go.
COVID.
Right. Well, gosh, it sounds like, you know, you've had a lot of experience with this, and I appreciate your input on it. I've got another caller waiting on the line here. I'm going to bring him in a second. But if you could give us a parting shot and let people know from your wealth of experience why, you know, they should not, be.
Well, first of all, do birds fly? The answer is yes. Do they poop or defecate, urinate, exfoliate, respirate while they're flying? The answer is yes. Do bats fly? Yes, they do. Do they defecate, urinate, exfoliate? That means shedding, right?
Sure.
And respirate, breathing. And where do the bats fly? Where do the birds fly? Everywhere. So where are you going to find viruses? Everywhere. So is the virus the cause of disease, or is it just simply the evidence of a disease?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for that.
A human being is the most sanitary animal on the planet. Look what they've done. They've turned us into the most filthy, contagious, disease-ridden piece of flesh walking the planet. And contrary to God's will, where we're supposed to care for the sick, that means you got to change your bedpan, you got to feed, you got to bed wash, you got to take care of an individual who may be deathly ill, yet the physician doesn't have to worry, the nurse doesn't have to worry, as long as they're not infusing the blood of that patient. That's the only reason a mask has any value, to keep blood from flying into your mouth as a patient or nurse.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Well, I'm going to let you go, Tom. Thank you very much for calling in. I invite you to call back next week. It'd be great to talk to you more at length about this. I appreciate your wisdom, sir. Thanks. Have a great day. Fred in Michigan on line one. Are you with us, Fred?
Yeah, I am, Stuart.
Hey, I've just got a couple minutes here, and then we're going to go to break, and then I'll have you hopefully wade through the break and come back in for a minute or two on the other side. But how are things in Michigan?
Strange weather patterns for sure this whole entire summer. More rain than I can remember in a long time. And it tweaked my memory of a broadcast I heard. Clyde Lewis interviewed this guy, Jim Lee, climateviewer.org and weathermodificationhistory.com. And Jim Lee cited, and my librarian corroborated this, Walt Disney 1959 did a feature segment by the title Eyes in Outer Space, regarding weather modification satellite technology. This is 1959. Librarian says, yep, it's on YouTube. So is a documentary by the title Holes in heaven, holes in heaven, in which you can see and hear the godfather of harp technology. You know, angels don't play this harp, Nick Begich
sure.
of Alaska. Okay,
sure.
So Bernard Eastland declared vehemently that he resents the fact that it was being used, his brilliant invention. He explains it all. It's a phenomenal documentary, Holes in Heaven.
Oh, that's awesome. And can that be found on BitChute? Is that something somebody can type that in, Holes in Heaven, and do a BitChute
search? Well, Holes in Heaven, I originally found it 3 years ago on YouTube. Holes in Heaven,
awesome.
YouTube, awesome. Eisenhower
stay
Space.
With if you can,
yeah.
Thank you for that,
sure.
Fred. Stay with us. We're going to go through a quick break, and I'll bring you back in for a minute for our short closing segment. Hang in there, folks. We'll see you on the other side. White Rose Resistance Hour.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the days. Absolutely. Welcome back, folks. Hey, I've got a short segment here, and I've got Fred in Michigan. Fred, you know, I appreciate you bringing up HARP. That was a great example of the engineering that's going on. I actually was privileged to go to a not open to the public event. Actually, it was AAAS, American Association for the Advancement of Sciences, where the world's top geoengineers, climate scientists came together in San Diego. I went as press and got to listen for 4 days to these mad scientists basically talking about the capabilities of HAARP. And that was back before it reached what it is now, and their ability to steer storms and to heighten the intensity of storms and steer weather systems. Just astounding. So thank you for bringing that up. Please go ahead and weigh in just for a minute or two. I've only got 2.5 minutes left, and then the show is over. But I thank you for calling in and invite you to call back for a longer chat next week. But, HAARP is definitely an amazing aspect of the manipulation of our world.
And that harkens to the likes of Henry the Boer Kissinger, one of the most galactic boogeyman, in the sense that it's always in seclusion. Murderers of all time, I think, grossly surpassing any other tyrant in history. We said we control the weather and the food, and it's our biggest tool of global control. And obviously, now they've implemented this global bio war program. By the way, there's a stellar presentation, Karen Kingston with Greg Hunter. Stellar interview, man. You got to get up.
And where can people find that?
Well, that's on BitChute. And it goes something like COVID-19 poisons. COVID-19 poisons. Greg Hunter, Karen Kingston, and there are so many stellar aspects. One of which is the fact she studied numerous articles from FDA, articles, memorandums, etc., also from pharmaceutical websites. In the studies that they did 5 years ago, where they did a study with mRNA vectored virus components, and they documented shedding big time shedding. Okay, and that's just one. She brings out like eight. You gotta
see
it.
Well, if you can call us back next week and let's chat about that more. I'd love to hear more about that. I appreciate your sharing that with our listeners. I thank you for calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thanks, Fred. There goes everybody, Fred in Michigan. Folks, we will see you next week. Please listen in for the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. Suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.